The European Union celebrates its 50th anniversary tomorrow during a gala being attended by the leaders of the member states. The European Union was begun 50 years ago this weekend with the signing of Treaty of Rome by six European states. Since then, 21 other nations have joined the club. Most of the celebrations are marking the peace and prosperity the EU has helped to achieve. But the people of Europe are also looking to the future of the continent. This is the topic of a conference here in Rome, organised by the Commission of Bishops' Conferences of the EU called COMESE. Charles Collins is at the conference hall and joins us live on the line. Charles, how's the conference going?
Hello, Lydia. Right now, the Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, is about to give the conference a summary of the day's activities. The COMESE Congress presented its message to Rome to Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi. Prodi has been asked to deliver it to the other European leaders at tomorrow's summit meeting in Berlin. The presentation of the message was made by Sir Stephen Wall, the former permanent representative of the United Kingdom to the EU, and the secretary of the so-called Group of the Wise, which helped formulate the document. A key part of the document dealt with the fundamental values of the European Union.
That document was a reminder that our Europe of values was and is rooted in a radical vision of shared sovereignty. Governments on the one hand and supranational institutions on the other. We recognise too that there are many issues of concern to us which are not matters of European Union competence, but which are matters which we as European Union citizens call to the attention of member governments, specifically the sanctity of human life and the place of marriage and family as the basis of our society.
After the presentation, Prime Minister Prodi mentioned his efforts to get the Christian roots of Europe mentioned in the proposed European Constitutional Treaty and said that although he failed, the debate must move forward and that in any case, the Christian heritage of the continent is found throughout the document. Prodi pointed out the two underlying features of the European Union, solidarity and subsidiarity, are pillars of Catholic teaching. But the high point of the day had to be the meeting with Pope Benedict here at the Vatican, when the Holy Father said that the debate over Europe's Christian heritage is not over.
Signore cardinali, venerati fratelli nell'episcopato,
the Holy Father warned that Europe risked an apostasy of itself if it ignored its Christian roots, and this risked the continent losing its very identity. He asked if on the 50th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, the governments of the Union want to get closer to their citizens, how can they exclude an element as essential to the identity of Europe as Christianity, in which the vast majority of its people continue to identify? He also warned of a rising sense of relativism in Europe and said the continent increasingly contests the existence of absolute and universal values. He called on participants to help build a new Europe, which is realistic but not cynical, and idealistic but not naive, underpinned by its Christian character. Lydia?
Charles, what else is on the agenda at the conference?
Well, things are actually beginning to wrap up. Later this evening, Vespers will be celebrated at the Church of St. Lawrence outside of the walls here in Rome, where one of the fathers of the European project, Alcieri de Gasperi, is buried. The conference will end with a special mass tomorrow at St. Peter's Basilica. Back to you, Lydia.